This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Maine, modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Monday, there have been 3 deaths and 59 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. One resident was a female in her 70s. The other two were both males, one in his 50s and one in his 70s. Macon County has now had a total of 14,142 cases since the start of the pandemic. The Department of Human Services is expanding the child care assistance program to include free coverage for unemployed parents so they can find a job. Currently, 93,406 children are served through the CCAP. Beginning October 1st, parents who are unemployed and actively seeking employment will be eligible for 3 months of child care assistance, provided they meet the standard eligibility requirements. If parents become employed or enroll in an education program before the end of the three-month period and meet requirements, their eligibility will continue for 12 months in total. The state also announced bonuses for child care workers. Next month, IDHS will launch the Child Care Workforce Bonus Program. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
California voters say no to Republicans. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, keeping Gavin Newsom as governor.
We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines. We said yes to ending this pandemic.
More than 60% voted against the recall effort. The lead Republican, Larry Elder.
We are forcing them now to pay attention to the things they should have paid attention to 2 years ago.
From the beginning, Elder faced an uphill battle, a minority, a fractured party where no Republican had won statewide in California for 15 years. Newsom outspent Elder 5-1. The state's 6 largest newspapers supported Newsom in their news and editorial pages. And finally, just the math. California has 11 million Democrats, just 6 million Republicans.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. There's new controversy for America's top general, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley. A new Bob Woodward book alleges he made secret video calls to his Chinese counterpart before the election and after the January 6th Capitol attack, saying if President Trump decides to attack, he'll let China know in advance. The now former president says it's treason if true. The Pentagon dismisses the calls as routine, but Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox.
Imagine if tomorrow General Milley decides, I think Joe Biden is senile. And so you know what? I'm not going to follow his orders. I'm going to collude with Russia and China to prevent us from acting.
North Korea has fired 2 more missile tests, and South Korea has responded with a missile test of its own. Simone Biles, another star Olympic gymnast, will testify at the Senate today in a probe into the FBI's handling of the case against Dr. Larry Nassar.
He was sentenced to at least 40 years in prison on 10 molestation charges in 2018. A Justice Department Inspector General report, though, has already found that FBI officials dragged their feet and failed to investigate reports of abuse for at least a year, which may have allowed the abuse to continue.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Nicholas, now a tropical depression is at the Texas-Louisiana border, could dump over a foot of rain on areas damaged and out of power from Hurricane Ida.
All my kids' friends are completely displaced. The kids are having a really tough time with this.
America's listening to Fox News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the 4th highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should, too. Tune in today.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood comes a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as Mike Milo, a one-time rodeo star who takes a job from an ex-boss to bring back the man's son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face a challenging journey, and the only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days this Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for kids under 13.
Days after President Biden announced more COVID vaccine mandates, including one for companies with over 100 workers, Arizona is suing, claiming it's unconstitutional. Now, the commander-in-chief has also made getting the shots an order in the military.
Calling it a matter of life or death, the U.S. Army said Tuesday soldiers who refuse to get a COVID vaccine could be subject to relief of duties or discharge. The vaccine was mandated for military members last month, but what could happen to a soldier who refused the shot is now just becoming clear. Active duty units have to be vaccinated by December. Reserve units have to get shots by June of next year. Soldiers can request administrative or medical exemptions. Defense officials say the vaccinations are critical because an outbreak would hamper the military's ability to defend the U.S. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The NBA is getting ready for its new basketball season that'll start in a little over a month. It will not require players to get a COVID vaccine, but will have restrictions on those who don't get it. In the NFL, another team has rules for fans.
The Buffalo Bills Tuesday announced that fans will be required to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 PCR test from within 72 hours of kickoff.
We decided that it would be best to announce it today, effective for the second home game that the Bills are playing against Washington.
Mark Poloncar is there, the county executive for Erie County, New York, delivering the news. The Bills, now the fourth NFL team with such a requirement in place to attend games, joining the Seattle Seahawks, Las Vegas Raiders, and the New Orleans Saints. Speaking of the Saints, at least eight members of their organization have tested positive for the coronavirus, including six coaches in breakthrough cases. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers clinched a playoff spot for the ninth year in a row, beating Arizona for a fifth straight win. On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly the day after a sell-off dragged the Dow down almost 300 points. The NASDAQ lost 67 for a fifth straight decline. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 55. For Thursday, sunny and a high of 84, and Friday, sunny with a high near 88. The current temperature in downtown Decatur sits at 63 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, September 15th edition of Buyers and Company. This hour, we'll check in with Carla Miller from Hickory Point Bank and the Young Leaders in Action, starting a brand new podcast available at nowdecatur.com today. Tickets to give away, Clay Gerhardt from the Park District, much more next.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back at it here on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Dark out there this morning as we continue into fall. You know your timeline, you know your memories on your timeline on social media? When it says, oh, look how much fun you were having last year.
Right. If 3 years ago you were living at large.
Look how happy you were. Is that a good thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a net positive.
You think? I mean, well, mm-hmm. I don't know that you can say that for everyone across the board.
I mean, collectively.
Collectively, overall. Okay. We were in Utah this time last year, hitting five national parks in a little under 2 weeks, which was a very ambitious and bold plan. And we got all the way through four, and we did a drive-by through five.
Wow.
But I'm looking at all the pictures, and all I can do is go, I want to be on vacation. You know, in a very wimpy, whiny sort of way.
Well, I mean, are you thinking about another nature trip?
How do you, you know, everybody says this, we're on this big thing right now with the company, like, oh, vacation, you know, wellness, mental health, and all of that. How do I do that? We don't know when we're moving. We don't know when we're, I mean, it's kind of hard to make any sort of concrete plans right now.
I think you could just make your plans.
You just do it?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, the rest of it be damned.
And then just show back up either here or there.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Hey, I'm not comfortable doing that. What do you mean? What was the, what was the sort of, I don't buy that kind of vibe?
You can just do it. Okay. Just do it. If you want
to
do it,
you know, there is something more to just moving these radio stations than just sort of picking up the microphones and taking them to a new location.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you can figure that out when you, I mean, what, if you need to take a break to recharge, to feel good, to be healthy.
All I'm saying is I'm being whiny about looking at last year. I haven't had any vacation time.
Yeah, if you're just being whiny, then
since
suck
last
it up.
Year this time.
Yeah, if you're just being whiny, then suck
it
up.
You're right. That's exactly right. Thank you.
If you need it, then,
Well, it's probably somewhere in between.
Okay.
I'm looking back going, man, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I really enjoyed sort of unplugging in a way. We didn't completely unplug, but you know, getting out in nature for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at these cabins down in the Smoky Mountains.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then I'm thinking, like, well, what does Thanksgiving week look like? You know, I mean, that's probably not a big vacation week.
No, get all the way away from all the stores and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. I've never traveled during that week. I mean, you maybe travel for family or travel for something like that. I wonder what that looks like as far as a vacation week is concerned.
I bet you got the lay of the land, the whole run of the place.
Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe a lot more people do that than you imagine. I don't know. Well, good morning and welcome. 56% of young people think humanity is doomed.
Yeah.
Do they? I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
You say that with such nonchalance.
Because I read it so consistently in comments. I see it in articles that are shared. Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about that a couple times on here. I mean, the climate, a lot of people are to the point. That's the first one. A lot of people are to the point of believing that it is gone to a point of no return.
Okay.
Then you have there are a lot of people. And I don't know numbers, so I can't quantify any of these things. It's just anecdotal what I'm picking up. A lot of people are like, what's the point in having kids if there's nothing there for it? What's the point of buying a house when you can't afford it? You can't get the kind of job. I mean, there is a lot of people that are just resigned to it being what it is.
That's very depressing.
Yeah.
And so this number was a study done. I mean, I'm not going to claim that it is the definitive, one size fits all thing for all young people. But they did a study of 10,000 young people across 10 different countries. So it's not just here in the U.S., it's global.
Right.
And 56%. That seems like a remarkably high number for me. I think there's a certain amount of pessimism in youth, meaning that there's anxiety, there's, you know, I don't know that the things will get better. I mean, I think that's I wouldn't blow it off by just calling it teenage angst, but I think there's certainly some of that baked into the recipe. When you're 16 or 17, right? I mean.
Yeah, I mean, the things I'm reading are not generally just those. It's like 25-year-olds, 31-year-olds that are still young and have, you know, good amount of life in front of them that are looking at it and are kind of sharing the same sentiment. And again, I don't know if this is the loud super minority or if this is a sizable chunk of population.
We're going to have a couple of young people with us. And when I say young, I'm thinking high school age.
Sure.
You're thinking people 31. That's not young. 31 isn't a young person.
I mean,
they're not middle aged, right. But they're not. I mean, at least in my mind, I wasn't going to someone 31 years old.
I'm saying that's the old part. That's the top end of this group that I think you're talking about. Now, the study itself might be targeted to teenagers or 21.
It's 16 to 25.
Yeah. So, all right, throw the 31-year-olds out, and I still feel it's the same thing.
Okay. How much of that is in their control, out of their control, or have they just sort of given up on having any control? About the quality of their life.
I don't think they've given up, because you see them fighting for little things like, you know, making sure companies that do bottled water do. But I mean, like every little thing that they possibly can, they still carry a flag for. So I don't think they've given up.
Okay. And is the carrying of the flag part of the reason they feel like humanity is doomed, when you have to die on every hill?
Maybe.
These are just legit questions I have.
I think a lot of it is common sense. Like, you know, where they look at certain things and go, can't you do that without wrecking the planet? Can't you be a little more responsible? Can't you be a little more fair? And it's just they're not reconciling that it's just okay to do things because we've always done them this way. I think that there's a lot of that.
Okay. I think there's a fine line there between doing good and being obsessed with everything that is out of your control, and that leading to a depression about the state of things.
You're probably right.
I mean, were you worried about how much plastic was in bottled water when you were 16 years old?
Probably not.
Just using your example, yeah, I'm assuming that's what you were talking about when you said bottled water. I can't imagine. I know I wasn't. And I'm not saying that's the right way to be. I'm just saying it alleviates some of that pressure of feeling like you have to change every single thing, which leads to the exhausting conversation of changing every single thing.
I don't know that there were a lot of people, and this is just my fuzzy memory. I don't remember knowing about all of our ugly scabs and stuff at that point. I felt like I was just walking around and things, you know, and things were just magically being in front. Granted, I was working hard and things like that, but I wasn't thinking about the planet burning itself up or what we were doing to it. It was buzzwords, but it wasn't being talked about every single day, everywhere I go.
Okay. Is it now?
Yeah.
When you go to client meetings, that's what you're discussing? I'm not talking about the classroom. I'm talking about in everyday life. Is that really what's being discussed everywhere you go?
I think everybody is, maybe not. A lot of it is on the surface. How can we look better? How can we spend this? How can we, and not in those negative words, but how do we phrase this thing that we want to say, that we want to do? Because people are more social.
Don't paint me in the corner. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying I have every days, and most of my day isn't spent in conversations around that.
And I'm not, and I guess when I say every day, I'm saying, like, if you were to consume, you consume a lot. I just come across it so frequently.
Okay. That's different than consuming information online, than it being in every conversation that you have every day.
Yeah, nothing's in every conversation I have every day. That's not a fair.
Most of the noise that is online, I mean, you know, whether it's anti-vax or people upset about an election or people who are mad about us ruining the planet. I mean, I could give you a list of things. Most of those things are not in everyday conversation in the normal routine of a work day.
Yeah, probably not.
Now, if you look online, that's all it is.
Right. Because, I mean, but also there's a distinction between work and not work. I mean, we get to talk about things while we're at work. I mean, it's different because we're talking for work.
Yes, but there's always been the water cooler sort of scenario of chat at work. We're here and we're talking about the finale of The Sopranos, or we're here and, oh, did you see that, or can you believe this, or can you believe that? There's work outside of work conversation that goes on at work all the time. It's just usually not about what everybody's angry about on social media.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, honest to God, when was the last time you had, like, a full profanity-laced argument with somebody in person?
I mean, that's not how I operate.
No, so. I know that, but I'm saying, that's how social media operates 24/7.
Sure.
So I wonder about perceptions. I wonder about reality. I wonder about the blend of the two. I wonder about when you're young and you've got angst, which is just part of being young. It's not a pejorative. It's not an insult. It's just so you're figuring out who you are. You're being a barrage. I mean, you're hit with a barrage of just sort of information. These generations certainly more plugged in than any generation, you know, heretofore, right? I mean, all of that is true. And so I wonder if that perception changes at 30, if that perception changes at 40, if that perception changes at 50. If part of being young is baked into being young is feeling kind of like, man, people have really screwed this up. I mean, Springsteen was writing about it in 1969. Yeah. So it was a lot of other people during Woodstock and that generation, right?
Yeah.
And then we talked about the other Woodstock and that incredible documentary about it where Limp Bizkit and the crew, they were just mad at everything. Certainly that was angst.
Right.
In the form of just anger at everything. So, I mean, I don't think that some of these problems aren't necessarily new. Maybe teenagers have felt this way for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that has always existed and will always exist just as part of figuring out the world, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, the work balance or the school and online balance, people are spending more time in their in the matrix than they are in the real world.
Maybe. And that's a good point. I'm just trying to figure out where we landed this. We're going to have a couple of young people on with us in the next half hour about a podcast because they wanted a voice.
So that's the other thing. There can be this idea that things suck and the people before us haven't done a good job. And we don't have to just boo-hoo about it. We can roll up our sleeves and see if we can unravel a lot of these things and start making.
You bet.
And so there's a lot of positive
activity
that comes out of being upset about it.
Absolutely. But I also believe there's got to be a balance in it. And that people that are young, this is way too much of a stereotype because I'm talking about this survey in particular, mm-hmm. these 56% of the people yeah. who think that humanity is doomed. Your life is going to be very long and very hard fought if you have to die on every hill. Is one of the things that you learn in life. Whether you're a rebel, whether you're anti-authority, whether you're just clean planet and wanting to do the right thing, you'll find that you can't every week, 7 days a week, die on every hill of every inequity in life. It's not possible.
I agree with that. But on the flip side, are there some hills worth dying on?
Yes, absolutely. But the only way you make anything important is differentiating those two things. Right?
Right.
And I think that's the biggest thing you get from perspective over youth. You're not smarter. You're not any better. But you do get a perspective of like, okay, you know, yeah, that's probably not right, but this is more important.
Where to allocate your resources.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that there's a lot of things in life that are probably, if you put it on a whiteboard, unfair. Mm-hmm. And this one over here, yeah, that's probably not worth all my time, but this one over here, definitely. And I think when you're young, you have a harder time putting those things in columns.
I agree, and I think there's a third thing in there that's kind of weird, too, is that sometimes if enough people pitch in a small amount of time...
Never happens.
Well, no, it does in social media. When people will, I guess the easiest one to go to is like a canceling, if you will.
Yeah.
Hey, if I put up a post and I don't buy this product, it might go away and 10 million people do that and it boom, it goes away. It's like, hey, I didn't really do anything, but I affected change.
Here's the problem with change. I'm going to give you this from almost 55 years of perspective. And I would have described myself when I was young as not a change agent. I was a rebel. I just didn't like authority. And I didn't like being told what to do. And really, in some ways, I'm still the same person. But I've learned that, okay, this thing over here isn't... This is rebel without a clue, not rebel without a cause.
Okay.
The problem is that you have some people who literally live and breathe it and constantly want to do. And then you got a whole bunch of people that don't give a damn about anything. And these are both fringes you don't want to be in.
That's right.
Literally. And that's sort of the way you break it down in life. unfortunately, they got people who just wear it on their sleeve every day. And those people get broken, man, because you just can't do it all. You can't be it all. You can't change it all. You can't. And then you got a whole bunch of other people. I mean, a lot that go, that's a thing? That's a problem? Or what's that? I saw on Facebook, that's the majority of people, unfortunately.
Right.
Am I comfortable? Is my family comfortable? Is my immediate surroundings, are those things comfortable? Okay, I'm good. Bring me the bad news.
I think there's a huge contingent that is firmly in the middle that's like, hey, my compass is pointing in the right direction. You give me a little course correction, I'll do it.
Okay. Maybe. I hope you're right, because the everything, every solution lies right there in that group.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In politics, in life, in justice, in every single area, that group can sway one way or the other where the fringes cannot.
Exactly.
And I hope you're right. And there are days where I'm with these 10,000 young people across 10 countries and I'm going, nope, we're doomed. And then there are days where I go, I don't know. Look at that. It's the weirdest thing. You can walk through Mount Kilauea, the volcano on the big island in Hawaii. And we went back there in January of last year after they had all of those eruptions and all of the lava and all of the evacuations. And you walk through these lava fields. And it is a moon surface like, I mean, there's just nothing else on Earth that sort of feels that way. And there's this smell, like somebody just lit a match, this sulfur sort of smell. And it's as far as the eye can see, and these rugged, jagged, looks like something out of a sci-fi film. And then every once in a while, you're walking through all this, and there is a little red flower that is busted up from underneath the lava.
The rose that grows through the concrete.
Yes.
Yep.
There are those moments, if not daily, weekly in life, where you go, okay, they're good people and we're going to be all right. What do the young people think? We'll find out, because they've got a brand new podcast presented by Hickory Point Bank, because they're invested in the youth in our community. And they're going to have a voice. And we're going to be doing a couple of new ones of these every month. They pick the title, the art, the subject matter. I mean, this is all theirs.
And this is the Young Leaders in Action?
YLIA.
Awesome. Surprised?
No.
How can you be?
Not at all. Their idea, which is fantastic. So we'll have a couple of them with us along with Carla Miller coming up in the next segment. We'll take a quick break, back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 55. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 84. And Friday, sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:26. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union, celebrating 91 years of service.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a 2-year, 4-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconKindGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, That's MaconCountyGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drug Stores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You going back to your teenage years here?
That's about right, I think.
We are back here on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a great, middle of your week. Got a lot going on between now and the end of the week. We have tickets to give away still from Dale Coley yesterday. They got that concert Sunday night. They have VIP tickets they're giving away. We'll do that a little bit later. We're going to have some folks from a brand-new podcast, which you can get at nowdecatur.com. Brandon and Lexi will join us along with Carla, and we'll talk about Nobody Asked Us. That was the name they came up with. It's available at nowdecatur.com right now. All you have to do is go to the podcast section. We're going to take a break for bottom-of-the-hour stories and news. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Kroger has launched Kroger Delivery Now nationwide, a new service powered by Instacart's virtual convenience store, providing customers fresh groceries and household essentials at the value and experience they love from Kroger in 30 minutes or less. Starting today, customers in Kroger Central Division can begin trying this service. Kroger Delivery Now redefines convenience by giving customers unmatched selection, quality, price, and speed. Shoppers can choose among 25,000 items for meals, snacks, last-minute ingredients, over-the-counter medications, diapers, and more, all delivered straight to their doorstep. To learn more about Kroger Delivery Now service, go to nowdecatur.com. Around $60 million for rental assistance is being made available through the Illinois Supreme Court. A court-based rental assistance program, or CBRAP, is available to tenants and landlords across the state starting on Wednesday. The court said the expedited payments are intended as a safety net for litigants on the brink of an eviction order. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
I'm humbled, grateful.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, after learning voters rejected a recall and keep him in office.
His top opponent, conservative talk show host Larry Elder, addressing his supporters, still criticizing Newsom.
I can't think of anything that this man has done in the last 2 years that suggests he deserves another day in office.
Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Newsom now has to run for re-election next year. The Justice Department's asking a federal judge to block enforcement of new abortion restrictions in Texas until the courts decide whether the law should stand.
The DOJ is saying in a filing, this relief is necessary to protect the constitutional rights of women in Texas. The Texas law, the strictest in the country, bans nearly all abortions in the state after a heartbeat is detected.
Fox's Sean Langel. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 55. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 84, and Friday, sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I happen to like Blind Melon, but we talked about teenagers, and Nick's like reliving early 90s all day today. That's what I'm going to have.
I do like it too.
Carl and I are of the same generation, yeah. So we have our own teenage years.
That's right.
Which we weren't doing any of this. Certainly not worried about changing the world or making it a better place. Which is something very cool. I got up this morning. I was a little depressed. I read this story about 56% of young people think humanity is doomed, literally. They did 10,000 young people across 10 different countries, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. I do think when you're young, you know, there is a little more angst about life, and because you're just figuring it out and you're becoming who you are, and some of that gets better as you get older and you learn you can't fight every fight and die on every hill, and that you prioritize things. Some people don't do that at all. They just get into the life and take care of themselves and they don't worry about anybody else. But I'm constantly impressed with these young leaders we have in our community because they do care. They give back. They're heavily involved. They're doing way more than I was doing, or Nick likes to think he was doing. But that's a newer thing for you, not so much at 16, 17, 18. But I want to know what they have to say. And so the Young Leaders in Action, which has been a very successful group, started there with the Community Foundation of Macon County, which you are a board member. You've been impressed with these folks, right?
Oh, incredibly impressed. I tell you that I think this doom and gloom is probably, and why they think that is probably because of our generation and of all our bickering that's going on.
No, there's no doubt.
They're looking at it and they're saying, wow, you know, that's depressing. Let's do something about it.
Right. I would. The only caveat I would add is not only our generation.
Right.
There
true,
are people
true,
older than us who should have a little more wisdom that seemed not to, particularly over
true.
The last 18 months. But here we are. So
yes.
I want to introduce you to the folks, and Brandon Condris is on the phone with us here today. His classes start at 6:50, so he's probably sitting in the parking lot at Mount Zion School. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And, yeah, I am sitting in the parking lot at Mount Zion right now. Yeah, I've got early bird wellness, so PE at 6:50 every
right.
morning.
We don't want to keep you from that. Lexi Jones is in with us as well. You guys are at the top of the leadership board for YLIA. But for those not familiar with the group, let's start there. You guys are more than 100 strong, right?
Yes, that's correct. We've got just over 100 members from all Macon County high schools. We do community service projects out in the community. We have monthly meetings, talk about what we're up to, and we're really excited to keep the momentum going from what we had on last year.
Okay, and you guys are self-governed, which I think is the coolest thing. I mean, you decide what you want to do and what you want to be involved with as a group.
Yeah, that's
right.
Really important to us. You know, especially this year, we're trying to do it even more than we did last year, just in terms of making sure that we are the ones reaching out to organizations. We are the ones organizing the events. We get the volunteers. We set the time. We set the place. We're not just being told the time and the place. That's something we're really big on.
All right, Lexi, why is that? I mean, why is that important to you specifically?
Well, first of all, something that we promote it with is youth-led.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's important to be really transparent and honest about that. If you're going to say that, you better be youth-led. But also, this is to prepare leaders for the future. Today's kids are the leaders of the future. And if they're just being told everything and not having to think for themselves or learn those skills, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. So you guys aren't just something like, oh, here's the face of some kids out doing a thing. You know, we pointed them at a project as adults. I mean, you guys are self-evolving and deciding, which I think is crucially important. And it's one of the tougher things to do. Brandon, do you agree 56% of young people think that humanity is doomed? Are you a positive, an optimist, or a pessimist on this question?
I mean, I'm definitely an optimist. I think that's just my personality. I always look for the good in everything. But I do think there are people out there who feel like things are going in, you know, the wrong direction. And that's kind of where I come in, is I want to maybe turn their look towards the positive, I guess you could say. I just really feel that there's a lot of good out there amidst all of the bad that everybody sees.
All right. I think that's a good way to look at life, but everybody's got their own world viewpoint. Talk to me about the title. Nobody asked us. You know, when I heard that you guys wanted to call it this, I was kind of like, I wonder what that is. What does that mean? Lexi, what does it mean to you?
Well, when we were talking about it, we were kind of like, it kind of shows the hesitancy we kind of feel about doing this. Like, we know nobody asked us, but here we are doing it anyways. But also, it's in your face enough that it's kind of the I don't care attitude, too. Like, you didn't ask us, but I'm going to tell you anyways.
All right, there's a little bit of a dichotomy there. I'm not quite sure. I mean, I understand both sides of that. But, Brandon, what are your thoughts on the title?
I mean, I think whenever the idea was first thrown out there, I was like, that's a little brash. I don't know. But the more I thought about it, the more it kind of stuck with me because it's memorable. I mean, people are going to hear it and they're going to instantly, you know, their attention is going to be caught. And they're going to be like, well, you know, why are they saying it, though? And that's why, you know, that's one of the things that we're really looking forward to talking about is that new perspective that although people might not have asked for it, we're here to give it anyway.
All right. So talk to me about episode one. This is going to be an ongoing series, and it's presented by Hickory Point Bank, which is heavily invested in our community, including our young people. But let's talk about what's in the first episode. It's available right now. By the way, you can go to the podcast section at Nowdecatur.com. It's up and running. And have you listened to it, Brandon or Lexi, like back as just a listener?
Yes, I actually did. I listened to it last night, and I was just, you know, it. I think the youthful spirit came through a lot better than how I felt when I was recording it. But in episode one, we do, we play, you know, we introduce ourselves, play a game of two truths and a lie, which is one of my favorite icebreaker activities to play, and that was really fun. You know, we just kind of talk about what's going on in the world right now and how that affects youth.
All right, I will tell you this. I've been doing this for a very long time. Your voice will sound very weird to you at the beginning, and it's hard to listen to, but that will go away. You just keep doing it, keep doing it. You'll get better and better at it, and it will not be as uncomfortable to listen to because, I don't know, maybe public speaking, you know, heights, you know, crashing in a plane and listening to your own voice back are just one of those things that just is really uncomfortable in life. I thought it was fantastic. 38 minutes and 50 seconds. I'm impressed because I think most people that want to tell me how to do my job couldn't stand behind this mic for like 2.5 minutes without running out of things to talk about. That's just most people. I think it's great. What do you guys, what do you want to do with this? What are your plans? I'm sure you're going to like want to do guests and topics and things. What do you want to do moving forward?
Yeah, the guest is definitely something we've talked about. I've thought about getting some, like, I love the small businesses around here. I am so passionate about those. And I'd love to get some of those owners on here for a podcast. We're going to talk about the serious stuff that's going on. I know we've talked about maybe life after high school as a possible topic. But also, you know, if there's a great movie that all the teens are flocking to, we're going to talk about the movie, too. It's not all serious.
Yeah, keep the umbrella large. You know, I think sometimes people try to, like, put themselves into a narrow category, and then they kind of run out of things to talk about. I just think it's interesting. If you want some insight into some really productive young people in our community, they're really doing a lot. This is something you should check out. Episode one is up at Nowdecatur.com. Nobody asked us. Carla, you know, I know it's important to Hickory Point Bank about building our future leadership. I don't think they're future leaders. I mean, I personally think they're current leaders, not future leaders, but it's important for our community.
I agree. And I think what I really like about the Young Leaders in Action and the podcast is that you really tout about the fact that you're homegrown, and that plays really well with our bank, Hickory Point Bank, because we're invested in the community with Newhoff Media because they're media made locally. It just really makes sense for all of us to be together, and I just think it's brilliant, and I'm excited, and I love the name because it gave me, when I heard it, it gave me pause. It was like, oh, yeah, I should, what is the opinion? What are their opinions? So it gave me pause as an adult to want to listen, to hear what is important to you. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys are going to get all kinds of stuff, including probably some criticism, because that's just what we do as human beings all the time. But you're tough. You can take that. But I think it's interesting. I think it'll be interesting for people your age. I think it'll be interesting for adults wanting an insight into what, you know, kids are thinking today. And just, you got to just be you, be authentic. Authenticity is a big deal, Brandon, right? To your age group, I mean, it's very important.
Right. Yeah. And in a world of social media and things where you can, you know, put up a wall is what I always like to say. Authenticity is something that is very important to me. I've always been authentic in any of my interactions with people at YLIA. That's one of the big things that I stress. Be yourself. Champion the causes you want to champion and just be positive. That's the one thing I can say.
All right. So what do you think? What's coming next for YLIA? I know you guys got a busy year just now getting back into school, thankfully. Everybody's back in school. I know we had some stop and start, you know, some here and there, but people are back. What do you expect out of the group this year?
Well, I mean, we are really just looking to build, keep building that inclusive environment where all leaders are valued. We're going to continue with our lots of our service opportunities. We've got Northeast Community Fund's Farm to Fund event coming up this Saturday. We've got a few things happening in October. We've got a few events on our radar. Costa Christmas is one that we've always got out there and we're always planning. And we're really just looking to keep building that supportive environment and keep giving young leaders a platform to broadcast their voice.
All right, Brandon, I'm going to let you get to PE. Have fun this morning, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Brandon Condritz calling from the parking lot of Mount Zion High School. Lexi, what school do you go to?
I go to Meridian.
Meridians. And how cool is it to get to know all of the other kids from all of the other high schools? I mean, life was kind of segregated back when I was in high school. I mean, you were generally basically friends with the people you went to high school with. My group was a little unusual that we knew other people at other schools, but I think it's very cool that you guys are together as a group from all over the county.
Yeah, that's one of the best parts of being in YLAA for me. You know, we think that we know other people, but I realized pretty quick that I'd been living in the Macon, Blue Mound, little bit of Decatur bubble, and that was about it. I didn't know Argent, I didn't know Mount Zion, I didn't know Warrensburg, I didn't know any of these other places, and so it's been really great to get to know kids from those schools.
Yeah, and you find you have a lot more in common, right, than you don't.
Definitely. I mean, I've discovered that each school kind of has a different vibe to it, but at the same time, we're all high school kids, we have a lot of the same interests, so it makes it easy.
All right, so for kids, you know, I know that this year's class and group is already settled, but for next year, you know, first of all, to parents, you know, why is this a good idea? And I know it's hard at your age to have the perspective of a parent, but why would you suggest to adults that they get their kids involved in YLIA?
Well, I think right now with the turbulence in the world, this is an opportunity, number one, for your kid to get to meet new people in a time when we're social distancing and quarantining and all that. And also, service is never going to hurt a kid. Teaching them how to serve others, how to work with others, that's never going to hurt anybody, kids
no,
or adults.
Lifelong lessons, lifelong lessons. And then to
Definitely.
People your age or maybe a little younger coming up next year, why would you suggest to them? Because, quite frankly, I mean, as large as your group is, it's still a small percentage of the number of high school kids in Macon County, which in life, you'll know, Carla can tell you this, it's still a small percentage of community leaders, a small percentage of donors, a small percentage of people that make a lot of the change. Why is it important to get kids involved in this?
Well, kind of the same concept. You're going to make new friends. That's always the thing we say first. But you're going to learn how to be a leader. In a world where everyone wants to be a leader, you're going to learn how to actually be a leader. You're going to get to volunteer in your community and see and do things you would never have got to do otherwise, which is always exciting to me. You're going to get to travel a little bit. We do a little bit of traveling.
Talk to me about some of the trips you've taken.
So the big one we took was to Chicago
this
last year, and that was super fun. Not only because we got to meet leaders in Chicago, but, you know, we did the shopping. We did the out to eat. That's really fun. And then this year, without COVID, we're hoping to take 1 to 2 kind of big trips like that if things stay calm down enough. We'll see.
You got to take it week by week is kind of the way the rest of us are all dealing with it. All right. So it's available right now, Nick, online at nowdecatur.com. Your teacher every day. Nick teaches at St. Teresa. I know there are St. T kids involved in YLIA. What's been the feedback that you've received from some of the kids that are in your classroom?
This podcast thing is infectious. There's one that just started at school as well. And I've got to say that the kids that have been in YLIA, I've heard them talking to other kids, almost recruiting them, if you will. And I've heard them share a lot of their experiences. They're really proud of it. There's an energy to it, and rightfully so. So I'm excited to hear what these kids have to say. And the title is a work of brilliance. You said the duality or the two sides of the coin. It really is that. It's like Lexi said, we're going to tell you how we feel anyway. It would have been nice of you to ask ahead of time, though.
All right. Well, there you go. It's up on nowdecatur.com. You can go to the podcast page. You can subscribe to the feed, however you want to do it, wherever you get your podcast. Actually, it's available, so through Apple or Google or whatever. Carla, why do you guys continue to support these activities, you know, young people like this? I think it's important for them, that people in the community go, yeah, we're going to embrace this. We like what you're doing, and we're going to support your cause.
Well, it's just they're so contagious. I mean, they have high energy, positivity. They're people who want to make a difference, and they help the community thrive. And I think that's what attracts us to it because we want a thriving community. And I think we just are very like-minded, like I said before, between Newhoff and the Young Leaders in Action and Hickory Point Bank. We're all about the community thriving, homegrown are the words, made locally, invested. And it just made a lot of sense for us. And we're just very excited. We think you've done a great job so far, and we can't wait to see what happens next.
Okay. Thank you. You're going to be recording the next one this weekend, right?
Yep. I think Saturday morning we're going to get after it.
All right. So every couple of weeks there'll be a new podcast and new topics and a lot of fun. Just let it grow. You know, don't force it. It would be the only advice I would give if you asked, which you didn't. but, you know, just let it become what it becomes. Be authentic and be natural and be yourselves. And I think it's very exciting. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you to you and Hickory Point Bank. We're just really excited about this.
All right, Lexi, good to have you in here this morning. Thank you very much. You can check it out. Nobody Asked Us, episode one, available at Nauticator.com. Carla Miller from Hickory Point Bank. Thanks to everyone. I haven't seen a lot of the guys and gals for a while, but I'm thinking of them often.
Well, thanks. I know we're starting to get out a little bit. The Devon Theater, I know the Devon on Tap and things like that. I think the Farm to Table coming up. So we're starting to get out there a little bit more. Excited about that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But we all got to be careful. So
yes.
That's the name of that game. All right, guys, we appreciate it. You can check out Nobody Asked Us at Nauticator.com. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 55. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 84, and Friday, sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature of downtown Decatur, 61 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:49. This look at your weather brought to you by Palmer Tire, now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
The SIU Center for Family Medicine, Decatur, is now offering the COVID-19 vaccine. All you need to do is give them a call at 217-872-3800 and schedule your appointment. Do your part for your community and loved ones. Take your shot at COVID. Make the call today. Call the SIU Center for Family Medicine, Decatur at 217-872-3800. That's 217-872-3800.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex. Generations of power.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yep, I asked for this, I realize.
I can switch it up.
No, it's fine. I'm just...
I'm over here just with the other 56% of young people thinking humanity is doomed with my early 90s soundtrack.
Well, I would have been doing, if it was the doom 90s, it would have been the grunge. It would have been all that kind of stuff, which probably would have been better.
Yes. Yes. all right. I think that's just great. I really do. That whole conversation, the young people that are, and when I say young or kids, I never mean that in a demeaning or pejorative way. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are called young leaders in action.
Right.
I mean, they're high school kids.
And they're young aged.
Yes. Yeah. Trust me, kids, don't be offended by that. When you get to 55, you'll wish you could have a little more of that. Mm-hmm. I just am so impressed with these.
Yeah, legitimately. I'm not kidding. I hear them talking about this stuff at school. You know, like in their water cooler talk, or their in between the bell talk is, oh man, we did this, or this is what we've got going on. You should check it out. It's like recruitment 101.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank Hickory Point Bank. I think it's also an important thing for these young people to understand this is a business world. Mm-hmm. And here's what it's like to sort of have obligations of taking care of a sponsor.
Yeah. You know, and
I mean, I know that sounds strange, but that's a legit skill.
It is. Yeah, making sure you do exactly as you could court a business, get a sponsor, get everything lined up, and then, you know, fall off, and then guess what? They're not doing it with you next time because you didn't do it right.
Right. And I know that, you know, it's never too early to start learning about finances and strategies and all that. And a lot of young people, I think, could, you know, use some of that messaging, and I know the way they've tailored their advertising around it and stuff. I mean, it's just all, this is the way the world works, and this is how you actually make change.
Yeah.
Get heard.
I think you're right. And yesterday we were talking about some of the scummy, you know, billionaire team owners that, you know, are just trying to squeeze as much money
out of,
you know, and I made the comment that, you know, you can still do a lot of that stuff and do it the right way or make a difference or you know, actually care about the people you're working with. And I think that there is a way of doing business or doing community outreach that is for all the right reasons. And sometimes you make money too.
And if there's not, then there's no way of actually getting it done.
Right. Right.
Because at the end of the day, you got to have somebody who will write checks and support things and do, you know, I mean, that's clearly the case.
Right.
I know there are people out there that are on the other end of that just say, no way. But that's just somebody screaming in a city council meeting that's not ever going to change anything.
Right.
You know, you can be a spectacle or you can actually be a solution. Big difference between the two. I kind of like that they went for the title that was a little in your face.
I love it. I think it was, I couldn't think of a better title.
And that was all them. I want to be very clear about this. That was all them. I mean, you know, it was important to us conceptually. It was like, sort of, this sounds like a cool idea, but we want you to develop it. And so they're learning how to record it and edit and do all the, I mean, they're getting some skill with it. It's not like they just come down and sit down and somebody does the work for them.
Yeah. I came across, there's a podcasting class at St. Teresa, and I came across them, with their headphones on and the microphone. I mean, and there's a look of like, like we're figuring this out, but you know, they published their first one too. It's like, I'm excited to hear, you know, a first step into this. I was thinking yesterday at some point, when was the first time that I quote unquote cracked a mic? Mm-hmm. You know, what was that like? I wish I had that on tape. Well, I'm glad I don't actually. It's probably cringy.
Oh, there's no doubt. And listen, I mean, I can't tell you, I could give you, like, I don't even know how many hours of radio I've done. And it's all been recorded, I think. I'm not quite sure at the very beginning, but for the most part of 25 years.
Yeah.
So there's just thousands and thousands of what would have been cassettes, then CDs, then in the cloud.
Of you talking.
Yeah. God. No wonder it's, I mean, that's, that makes me annoyed.
It's strange. If you think about consuming, you know, a radio show in particular, how talk radio show, how much time you spend with someone that you maybe and probably don't know.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Meaning like if I listen to Howard Stern 3 hours a day, I've probably put hundreds or thousands of hours in there, and I don't know him, but I kind of do, right? He doesn't know me at all. But it's just a strange dynamic that you can potentially spend thousands of hours with someone that doesn't even know you exist.
That's almost 20,000 hours of radio.
Wow.
It may be more than that. I might have been wrong on my math. Anyway, yes, so they just getting past that first one is tough because you hate the way your voice sounds. I mean, that's just across-the-board human reaction. I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions, but the vast majority of people, when they hear their voice back, go, ooh, that sounds weird, right?
Yeah, still dealing with it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's taking a little longer than it should.
Just a decade or two.
All right, we'll take a break. We get back, Clay Gerhard. We got Drew Early and Tim Kaine. Don't go anywhere. News is next.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.